my punya and throw it against some papa, that I can't do. Then I'll keep worshipping you, you can go. This is the height of non-attachment. You see that? When non-attachment is consummated, see, the consummation of non-attachment results in what? Exact knowledge of the spiritual man. Provided the liberated from the qualities. See? Non-attachment should be like that. Even Lord himself understands. Thank you. That non-attachment then you have, you can have anything in the universe. The obstacles to souls are easy. I have said, in place of cognition. So now, the obstacle to soul communication are bodily disabilities, mental inertia, wrong questioning, carelessness, laziness, lack of discussion, erroneous perception, in place of perception?
Understand.
And inability to achieve concentration, failure to hold the meditative skills well achieved, obstacle to soul communication. Communication in place of cognition. The greatest obstacle to communication is bodily disability. Health is a great obstruction. But when we talk of health, we talk of physical health. A man may be a giant of a man. He may have a bad temper. So mentally and emotionally, he is not healthy, he is a sick man. If I see two people in place of one, there is some psychic sickness. So, health is very important. Physical, mental, emotional, psychic. So, bodily disability, mental inertia. I will speak and speak from 4:30 to 6. You will go home, get up in the morning, today I am late now, I can do with the exercises. Mental inertia will wash away whatever I have talked to you between 4 and 6. I never existed for you in one morning. Wrong question. I get many questions. But I don't discourage a wrong question. Carelessness, of course, laziness, of course, lack of dispassion, of course, is a natural inborn in life. Also, they are not good jobs. Ironic perception, all three, inability to achieve concentration, inability to achieve concentration. What does that mean? What does that mean? Inability to achieve concentration. What does that mean? You have not done your prism exercise. It means that. What does it mean? That you have not done your prism exercise. Inability to achieve concentration. Failure to hold the meditative attitude when achieved. You have done some prison exercise. 1, 2, 3. And you have run a holiday for a fortnight. Forget about it. That concentration is gone again. Ceaseless effort. Non-stop effort.
You can't take holidays for 15 days. Don't you agree? You can't take holidays from morals, can we? Can we take one day off from morals? Can we commit murder, rape, one day? Whole life is good. Can we take a holiday? Can we? Then, how can you take a holiday from exercise? No, equally bad, equally sinful. Despair, misplaced bodily activity, and wrong direction control of life current are the results of the obstacles in the lower psychic nature. The complex human structure, the physical, the astral, the brain, the manas, the infinite mind and the divine segment, all put together is a human being. And if there is no communication, if there is no communication between first the brain and the body, I want to raise my hand. The brain orders, the head bone lifts, the doctor says it's paralysis. Okay? Okay? If a certain thought comes to me and I said stop, and the thought continues moving, it is brain paralysis. Isn't it? There is no communication between body and brain. We have to enforce communication not only between body and brain, between body and brain and between the psychic mind and manas, and between the infinite mind. All this communication has to be established. If all these communications are not established, what happens? Here it is what happens. Pain, despair, misplaced bodily activity, thinking, wrong direction of life current, incorrect breathing, the three-step rhythmic breathing is forgotten. After 24 hours, who cares? Who remembers? If the accident I remember, I'll do it. See? He doesn't like it. Wrong direction of the life current are the results of the obstacles in the psychic nature. If there is no communication, this thing must happen. And the first to suffer is breathing. Your breathing will go wrong. Now, the 17 times a minute, sometimes 20 times a minute, sometimes 14 times a minute, sometimes in my time, difficulty in breathing. Then you'll complain at night, I don't get sleep. In the day you'll complain that I have a pain in the joint. No more fault. You've not done your homework. If you do your homework, the communication must take place. If you do your refining, if you do your prism exercise, if you do your three-step rhythmic breathing, if you do your phase exercise, how dare ill health come in your way? I say, how dare? And yet, you're not well. No homework. To overcome the obstacles and the accompaniments, the intense application of the will to some one truth or principle is required. Just now we have talked about communication. I repeat that again. Obstacles to soul communication. Obstacles to communication with the inner man, obstacles to communication with chitti. Imagine our world with no communication, and it will be like a living graveyard. The universe is a state of communication. We may not know the code. We may not know the code. The code is understood at a certain level of awareness. the result is pain, despair, this, that. Biologically, human beings, unlike all lower life, are self-evolving and so have to bring about their own inner evolution by their own efforts. You may not know the ways, but the sutras are quite clear and show the way. The practices as shown will prepare the ground for spiritual harvest. It is another law to overcome the obstacles and the accompaniment. The intense application of will equal to tireless endeavor. To some one truth is required. The intense application of will meaning tireless endeavor. To some one truth is required. It's easy to talk about awareness. It is as easy to talk about awareness as we talk about oceans, the Atlantic Ocean, the Pacific Ocean, and so forth. We do not know what an ocean is. Maybe in geography, in our school, there is a mass of water. But what is a mass of water? If by any chance is still square, as big as this room, but to be put into the Pacific near Mindanao, which is 35,000 feet deep, this square box of steel will become thin plate, 1 mm thin plate. When you talk of ocean, we don't know what an ocean is. When you talk of awareness, you don't know what awareness is, what that ocean of awareness is. Find at various levels. Maybe at some level we find the shark, at some level we may find the octopus, at some level we don't know what we may find in the ocean. At different levels of awareness we don't know what we'll find. Why? Because we are not established communicating. There is no communication between body and brain. There is no communication between physical body and psychic body. There is no communication with infinite mind, which is the ocean of awareness. We are free to dive into the Pacific because we don't know it's there. We don't know what is inside. And because we have not established communication, we are afraid to dive into this great ocean of awareness. We don't know what we'll come across. If you are on the ocean, you may die of thirst with all the water around you. In that great ocean of awareness, you might die of foolishness because there is no communication. Understand? It is as good as dying on the ocean of thirst. It is as good as dying of foolishness in the ocean of awareness. Who is to blame? I am not set by communications. Why not? Who has stopped me? Mental inertia. I'll do it tomorrow. Today it's too late now. Tomorrow you get a blade again. Day after. So, it continues. The peace of the thinking instrument can be brought about through practice of sympathy, tenderness, steadiness of purpose and dispassion in regard to pleasure or pain towards all forms of good and evil. Again I will say, you have not done your homework. The corrective exercises are forgotten. Nobody has done it. You have not done your corrective exercise. See what the author tells you to do. The peace of the chitta, the thinking instrument, can be brought about through the practice of sympathy, tenderness, steadiness. All these, those 8 exercises are there for you. You have been told. Now, if you don't do all these, and the famous lines are, that I have given you one copy today, we want our freedom, but we want to live in our slavery. We love our slavery, you see? And so, no practices of corrective exercise. Isn't it? Are you doing corrective? No, there you are. I know it. It's on the faces. I can see on the faces. You have not done your corrective exercise. You have not done your homework. Again and again I am telling you, you have not done your homework. Okay, we'll go further. These are difficulties producing hindrances. Avidya, sense of personality, desire, hate and sense of attachment. These are difficulties producing hindrances. Avidya. One word is enough. Avidya. It's what?
Lack of will.
What is the use of PhD? What is the use of MD? When I don't know what is right for me, when I don't know what is right for me, when I have not put my priorities, what must come first? Avidya. What will happen? These are difficulty producing influences. Avidya. This will make you think, this is more important, this is more important, this is more important, and the real important thing will be forgotten. You will have no time for practices. No time. Sense of personality. I just now told you about Abhimanyu. The sense of personality. He is bugging at Abhimanyu, the form. He is not aware of the priceless gem inside. He is hugging at Abhimanyu. We are hugging at so many Abhimanyus like this. Sense of personality. Sometimes you hug your own self, your own personality. You are so fond of your own personality. You think you have achieved so much, you are so wise, you are so this, you are so that. And then you look down upon others. That's how hungry I am. Sense of personality. Little knowing that the divine fragment in the farmer and the president and the prime minister is same. The divine fragment is same from president to prime minister to the poor farmer. But the personality, oh yeah, I am the president, I am the prime minister. Desire, hate and sense of attachment. Another law. Avidya is the cause of all other obstructions. One word is enough. Avidya is the cause of all other obstructions, whether they be latent, in process of elimination, overcome or in full operation. Avidya. Finished. What is avidya? Avidya is the condition of confusing the permanent, the pure, the blissful and the self. That which is impermanent, impure, painful and the not-self. The priceless Jain and Abhimanyu, the Arjun, has no difference. Abhimanyu is everything. The priceless Jain. I can't blame you if Arjun can do that. You are supposed to be an advanced person. How can I blame you if you do that?
that does not mean that you should do it.
Avidya is the condition of confusing permanent, pure, blissful and the self with that which is impermanent, impure, painful and inoperable. The sense of personality is due to the identification of the knower with the instruments of knowledge, the most important sutra. The complex human system, the physical body, the brain, the psychic body, the manas, these are instruments of knowledge. They gather knowledge. These are the instruments of knowledge. And we confuse that with what? With the knower. They are not the knower. The sense of personality is due to the identification of the knower with the instruments of knowledge. These are not knowers, these are the instruments of knowledge. Brain collects information, it is not the knower. If it was the knower, why should it accumulate knowledge? Because it is not the knower, it wants to accumulate knowledge. And then one understands that, oh, what a brain, it is a chatterbox. The knower that knows everything. But the use of the instruments that gather knowledge. At home you have a broom and you collect dust. The broom is not the knower. Merely a collector of dust. You collect knowledge, this is another dust. The knower that knows, the divine fragment that knows, that the instruments are, the outer man and the inner man are instruments. And we make a mistake of confusion.
For whom does the instrument like brain collect the knowledge and overrules everything?
Itself foolishly thinks that it is the only thing that survives. Who is the knower? I am the knower. Tell him again.
Well, then why should the instrument go on collecting knowledge?
Because there is no other way that will teach me. If it were only to submit a vast surrender, a vast and a vector. If it knows that somebody who knows can teach me, it will know much more than gathering up all the knowledge put together. Kartik went round the universe to know the universe and study the universe, just as the spaceship go out today. And poor Ganeshji went round the knower, went round the knower. The doctors are very clear. It is so much clear. We don't know the knower. We don't want to put in the communication with the knower. If we put in the communication with the knower, we will realize that all that we know today in this world, all that we know in every field of knowledge is brought about by one soul here, one soul there, by communication with the knower. All discoveries were because of the communication with the knower.
All that we know him, we know it.
The instruments of knowledge thing, they are the knower because they are gathered knowledge. Identification of the sense of personality. I am. When I am known that I am that I am, then the communication is established between I am and that I am. Attachment to objects of the senses. Hate is aversion for any object of the senses. Intense desire for sentient existence is attachment. This is another law. This is inherent in every form.
is self-perpetuating and known even to the very wise. Don't think because I pretend to be very wise before you, I am not free from this weakness. Even the very wise, the author says, even the very wise, I can't pretend that I am free from this. This is the law. What does the law say? This is inherent in every form, is self-perpetuating and known even to the very wise. Do not be fooled by a wise man, or one who pretends to be wise, like me. These five hindrances, when subtly known, that can be overcome by an opposing mental attitude. Again you are reminded, the homework is not done, corrective exercises are not practiced. Again, how does he know that I have told you to carry on with corrective exercises? He again and again reminds him. That activities are to be done away with through the meditation process, the whole corrective exercise process. Karma itself has its roots in the five hindrances and must come to fruition in this life or in some later life. What is karma? What is karma? What is karma?
Action. Moving on
to the
it is another law. The author says, karma means a guarantee to be born again. Karma means a guarantee to be born again because you have died incomplete. Because you have died incomplete, you have to be born again. And mind you, you are not born again because of bad karma. You can be born again because of good karma also. So in short, you have to be free from karma. Karma means free from the need to be born again. Free from the need to be born again. To be free from the need to be born again is to die conscious. Die consciously. If you die consciously, you have not broken your communication. First you have to establish the communication between the body and brain, between the inner man and the outer man, the physical and the psychic man, and between chitti, and between the divine fragment. And then to see that these communications are not broken. First in sleep, consciously, and then conscious death. That there is need to be born again. But when all these exercises and practices are not done, then what will happen? Dharma itself has its roots in the five hindrances and must come to fruition in this life or in some later life. From this emerged the art of astrology. When you are born, the horoscope is cast, and because of the setting of the various planets, man, the man will read out to your parents, this child, when he grows up, will do this, do that, what not, and the parents will believe all that. That is astrology. How much correct I don't know. We see samskar, the structure.
So long as
the root samskar structure exists, the fruition will be birth, life and experiences resulting in pleasure or pain. As long as the structure remains the wrestling fear, as long as
the structure is not changing to a Honda or a Mercedes. You have to go on coming again and again to buy a Honda or a Mercedes. You see, the structure must be changed. Change your structure and forget all philosophy. That means every day, without fail, you must carry out all the practices. Again we come to the same subject. So long as the sanskaras exist, the fruition will be birth, life. Exactly, if you don't do your exercises in this birth, you'll come again to do it, you'll come again to do it, and you'll come again to do it. You can't escape it. You have to do this. There's no other way to change your structure. No other way to change your structure. These sanskars produce pleasure or pain according to their originating cause of good or evil. If the structure is a wrestling chair, what a nuisance it is to drive, isn't it? Painful. Isn't it? Painful. You are having a fear, no?
Bombay specially came.
Yes, it produces pleasure or pain according to the originating cause of guru bhai. Again we are coming to a great law. 15. To the illumined man, all existence in the three worlds is considered pain owing to the activities of gunas. These activities are threefold, producing consequences, anxieties and subliminal impressions. A wise man knows that not in the physical world alone, but in the astral or mental or any world of Indra, it is painful to be. Only way is to be free from death and birth, whether it is in this world or in the next world or in the third world. What sometimes they call it heaven. Even in heaven it is painful. You have to be free from birth and death. Otherwise it is painful. To the human man, all existence in the three worlds is considered pain. That which is perceived as three qualities. Perceived meaning seen, experienced. Tatva rajastama. It consists of the elements and the sense organs. The use of these produce an experience and also eventual liberation. This is the highest law. This is the highest law. That which is perceived, experienced, has three qualities. Tatva rajastama. It consists of the elements and sense organs. The use of these produces experience and also eventual liberation. The author says, running away from life is not necessary. In this life you experience, because in this life you have every reason to be free from all birth and death. Because where will you get the experience if not in this life? Running away to an ashram, sitting on the top of Mount Everest. You get it? You have to be here. And there are possibilities. The experience may drown you. And the experience might take you across to the shore. But to go across to the shore, you must live in this life and not run away from it. This is most important. Please know. Perceived as three qualities. Sattva Rajastama consists of the elements and the sense organs. The use of these produces experience and also eventual liberation. The division of the qualities are fourfold. You see, we might go into the philosophy of these qualities. But what we have to achieve in this life, in the midst of this sansara, is balanced between sattva, rajas and tamas. The greatest blessing that a human being is given is that whilst living one's normal life and fulfilling one's obligations, one can, besides having experience, also obtain eventual liberation. For these practices and adherence to various laws stated earlier is necessary. Infinite mind is absolute rhythm and balance of the qualities, though having them in absolute abundance, yet it is free from their oppression, unlike the individual. So what do we gather from book 1? A. Know the total complex human body. A. Know the total complex human body. B. Feel the psychic nature and calm the thinking instrument. B. Feel the psychic nature and calm the thinking instrument. How? Practice it. C. Know the one principle of truth to bring about inner evolution by our own personal efforts, which is our sacred duty. What is the truth? What is the one principle? Know the one principle of truth to bring about inner evolution by our own personal efforts, which is our sacred duty. B. All life and all modifications are rooted in the three qualities. Again, all life and all modifications are rooted in the three qualities, and these qualities are in imbalance. And this is responsible for the turmoil in the complex human nature. And this is responsible for the turmoil in the complex human nature. E. The true knower is the spiritual man within. The true knower is the spiritual man within. The inner and outer man are mere instruments of knowledge. The inner and outer man are mere instruments of knowledge. And lastly, the five states of modification, correct knowledge, incorrect knowledge, fancy, speech, memory, could be controlled by practices because they serve to prepare the ground for spiritual unfoldment. I'll read up again. A. Know the total complex human body. Total complex human body. B. Feel the psychic nature and calm the thinking instrument. Serenious practicing. C. Know the one principle of truth. That is, to bring about inner evolution by our own personal efforts, which is our sacred duty. That is religion. All life, all modifications are rooted in the three qualities. And these three qualities are in imbalance. And this imbalance is responsible for the turmoil in the complex human nature. The true knower is the spiritual man within, the divine presence. The true knower is the spiritual man within. The inner man psychic man and the outer man, physical man, are mere instruments of knowledge. The five states of modification could be controlled by practices, because they serve to prepare the ground for spiritual progress. How long will it last? Tomorrow morning? Up to tomorrow morning? Or perhaps by the time you go home, on the way? By the time you go home, on the way? Around? There is no need.
Will you listen, please?
There is no need for this sort of religious practices. It is all right. When we have no proper guidance, we may go to temples and mosques and everywhere. Remember, if the spiritual man, if the divine fragment is within, then the complex human structure becomes the most beautiful temple. And a temple must be kept clean. Free from all disease. Free from all wrong thinking. It is not easy, I know. And that is why you are in your various practices. You are now coming to the ultimate practice of phase exercise. This will take months and months, but will lead you ultimately, if you are sincere, with your own self, first to conscious sleep and ultimately to consciousness. It will separate the outer man from the inner man. And ultimately, the spiritual man will stand unfolded. This is religion. All else is humbug. And this is your sacred duty for yourself. You have to do it. Well, day after tomorrow, the Saturday group. The Saturday group will come tomorrow, day after?
Yes.
For exercises? 4:30?
We are coming to the center.
Then we take the other group. That goes to the next month. Now I will go into the next month. So it's the next group on Thursday. Okay. And the next meeting is the last Thursday in March.
22nd.
March. Last Thursday.
No, it's not the
29th. 29th is the next meeting. We'll go over to book 2. We'll recapitulate book 1. And on this Saturday group, 1st March, Thursday group, and 29th is our next meeting. Okay? Any questions?
One question. For Saturday, our these exercises falling on that day, do we do it and do it again in the evening?
Yeah. No, I don't do it in the morning.
According to the originating cause, was good or evil. And the same thing is done earlier on, experiences resulting in pleasure or pain. Early on we have said that the experiences are
blissful.
They are not blissful.
They are not blissful.
But there is a pleasure coming.
pleasure, painful. Painful or not painful, but pleasure is not me, it's not happiness. Pleasure is of the senses. Remember that. He has not used the word grieveful or peaceful. He has only used pleasure, painful, not painful or pleasure. Yeah? Remember that.
Okay.
He is only talking about the senses. The gratification of senses must give you temporary pleasure. Huh? Huh?